Proclamation number 8668 of 9th of November, 1963. Reception and understanding of the divine word requires love. Anyone who has the grace to receive proof of the direct connection with God, who is allowed to take possession of His word directly conveyed from above to earth, anyone who has this proof in that he feels himself addressed by the Father, can no longer get lost forever, for since he recognizes the Father's voice he belongs to his sheep, which the Good Shepherd will never ever let fall into the hands of his enemy. You humans cannot value this grace highly enough to be addressed by the Father himself, for then you will already have passed the test of will, which consists of voluntarily turning to Him, otherwise you would neither be able to hear His word nor understand the word conveyed to you through messengers, for both require your complete devotion to Him. It requires the acknowledgement of your God and Creator, whom you once denied this acknowledgement. You can therefore already on earth beatify yourselves when this exceedingly great gift of favor is brought to you, because it would be empty and meaningless for you and your will would still be completely set against God. Then you would laugh at His word and never be able to recognize its value. And the fact that you recognize it as God's word proves a certain degree of maturity of your soul, which has almost reached its aim and still needs to cover a short distance until the death of its body in order to then be able to enter the kingdom of light and bliss. But why is not every person able to recognize the Father's word? Why does not every person feel addressed to whom it is conveyed by messengers who seek to spread the truth everywhere on God's behalf? It is the lack of love which also means a lack of spiritual understanding. The human being is the being which once turned away from God in free will and which therefore also rejected all illumination of love on God's part. After an endless long walk through the works of creation on earth, it now enters this earth as man and is completely devoid of all love. Because it rejected it and against its will the soul also cannot be illuminated. Nevertheless it possesses the ability to love through the God spark associated with the soul and therefore only needs to let its will become active to ignite the divine love spark in it. Then it unites with God again and can again be illuminated by His fatherly love, and now also comes to a certain degree of maturity where the Word of God is familiar to it, where it touches it and it recognizes the Father's voice again, which, however, is never possible without love. And therein lies the reason for the rejection of the divine word, which is directly conveyed from above to earth, for people are unloving. Love has grown cold. The divine spark is rarely ignited in the heart because people lack the will to do so, whereas the ability cannot be denied to any human being. But the will is free, it cannot be forced, and people's lower degree of maturity is the reason that the word from above, divine revelations, are mostly rejected, and only few people accept them happily, whose state of maturity is already higher due to love, who possess the ability to recognize divine wisdom and also make use of it by spreading the truth, by seeking to live out the word themselves and thereby attain ever brighter light. But that you humans possess an invaluable gift of grace when you accept the word of God, which is offered to you directly by Him, you may believe. You only have to make the right use of the gift by withdrawing the power from it yourselves, with which the Father has blessed His word, and by you also offering the treasure of favor to your fellow men to make them happy, as also you are made happy by the Father. All people should only establish the right relationship with Him, They should turn to him like children and appeal to him for strength and grace for their earthly way of life. And truly, they would come to realize, they would kindle and nourish the flame of love within themselves and soon also be receptive to his word. For only love gives them understanding. Only through love does the union with the Father take place, which then also results in his word. And that is why his word also teaches predominantly love. For if the human being has love, then he has everything. He receives light and strength, and then he also walks his earthly way as man with success. Amen.